All right, bonjour mes amis. Ça c'est Marc Lane Martel Ardouin et on a un spécial guest avec nous autres ce matin, Monsieur. Boy, I'm low on this chair. Swabe, comment ça va, Swabe? Swabe a pu prendre la place à Mike ce matin sur le programme. Hello, Swabe.
Hello, Mark.
Everything's okay with you?
Everything's great and wonderful. Seems like I just left here. I think I did.
Yeah, I think you were. Yeah. So Mike is away for the next couple of days. So Swabby's going to sit in with us this morning. And we're going to cross our fingers. Hopefully by next week, Swabby, things will get back to normal. With Charlie back over here and Mike back, and things will be back to normal. But we've been playing musical chairs because of illness. So please bear with us. Le programme à ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par notre sponsor, Blake's Pharmacy, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Raiders Insulation Express, Sester Young Furniture Appliance and Floor Covering, Lana Swallow Realtor, Jimmy's Custom Mufflers, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Flattown Form Supply and Hardware, U-Storage Self-Storage, Roy Motors Industrial Supply and Sports, and Jomard Incorporated. That's our sponsors, and n'oubliez pas que le numéro de phone est wide open, 363-2124. You're invited to give us a call. You're encouraged to give us a call to talk with us in French or English on whatever topic you'd like to bring up this morning on KVPI La Tasse de Café. As we mentioned Swabby yesterday with Mike, two topics I'd like to bring up because the two events are taking place this week, and that's the Swine Festival in Basile. I know we have a lot of Basile listeners, so I'd like to get some memories about the Swine Festival of years ago and some of the events, and of course, Veterans Day. Veterans Day in Mamou is starting a little early. It's going to be on this Saturday, and I know our friends in Mamou have a lot of great memories of Veterans Day taking place in Mamou. Did you ever go to Veterans Day in Mamou?
Yes. When I was in grade school and high school, Veterans Day was on November the 11th, and most of the time, I guess the schools were closed, and they had a fair and a parade. I remember we'd go there and had a great time. They had a lot of bands there. Sacred Heart at that time had a band. They would perform and it was a lot of fun. But I hadn't been there in a long time.
Yeah. I remember the fair, and like you said, I remember all these high school marching bands from all of the Paris schools would come in to Mamou and participate. Do we have a caller yet, Swabe?
No, not yet.
All right, so 363-2124 if you want to talk about the Swine Festival, Veterans Day, or whatever. You do have a call, Swabe?
I do have a call.
Okay. All right, who's on the air? Who's there?
Hey, it's my turn.
All right.
Floyd Swallow.
Go ahead, Mr. Floyd.
Hey, Mr. Floyd.
How y'all doing this morning?
Great.
I just want to put my two bits in for our complex at 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte. That's the U Store at Mini Warehouse and the Floyd's Record Shop operation. And, of course, we have the UPS drop-off station as well. Remind you that our office hours are 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and we don't close for lunch. So if you're during your lunch break, you can come there as well. And we've got warehouses to rent. Climate control, non-climate control. We've got a wonderful selection of music. Music is a wonderful gift that keeps giving year after year, and with the holidays coming along, you might have a special person in mind, or for yourself, may want to get a collection of Cajun music or Swamp Pop music or Zydeco music or maybe some Miriam Marcotte stories or whatever the case might be. And we have that for you, and you can online as well. You can go online at floydsrecordshop.com. You'll see our catalog, and you'll see what's available. If you're listening in and you're living out of state or out of this parish, for example, floydsrecordshop.com, you'll see our catalog. You can order by phone, and we'll get the mailman to bring it right to your door. And if we don't have the particular record item that you're looking for, CD item that you're looking for, we can probably get it for you in a couple of days if it's still in print, and it won't cost you anything extra. And While we're talking about that, we have excellent other gifts for the holiday season, like the Cajun Dictionary. That book should be in every home of Cajun descent. I mean, it's a must to have, and people have been buying it quite a bit lately. I think this is our 14th or 15th printing of it, and we keep printing it every year, and people keep buying it, which is wonderful because it'll help you find out a certain word, how to say it in French or whatever, and so you have that. And then we've got the CD editions on conversational Cajun French, learning the numbers, the days of the week, the days of the month, and so forth, and some everyday sentences that'll help you get started in the French. We've got those for you also. And we got some Floyd's Record Shop T-shirts in. We got those in, which make a nice souvenir for you to or for you to show off your hometown and so on. And then we've got the cookbooks. We've got the Christmas cards, the Cajun Christmas cards that are unique every year. And we've got some excellent gifts for you to choose from, unique gifts that you won't find just anywhere else. And it's available right there in the office. And we're open from 10 to 3, 10 to 4, excuse me. You also can drop off your UPS stuff there as well. So that's my commercial story for this morning. I have a little story for you, too, if you want.
Well, before that, we want to wish all from all of us at KVPI, Floyd, a belated happy birthday to you.
Oh, I forgot. I'm so sorry. I'm glad you mentioned that. I understand there were a lot of people that called in yesterday and wished me happy birthday. I couldn't listen to the program yesterday, otherwise I would have called in. I want to thank everybody. It's very, very nice to know that people remember my birthday and mine want to wish me a happy 83rd birthday.
So that's great. You had a good birthday?
I had a good birthday. The kids got together and we went out for lunch and it was nice. It was very, very nice.
Et t'as un petit compte pour nous autres, Floyd?
Un petit compte ce matin. Il y avait ce vieux monde qui restait dans la Louisiane. Il y avait un garçon qui restait dans la Californie et une fille qui restait à New York. Et ça s'ennuyait tout le temps. Les enfants venaient pas, tu connais. Mais un jour, le vieux bougle a appelé son garçon. Il dit, le garçon répond, bon, il dit, quoi, y a pape? Well, il dit, je pense que je vais ruiner ta journée aujourd'hui, parce que je vais te dire, il dit, maman et papa peuvent se divorcer.
Oh,
oh. Oh, non, mais quoi, y a pape? Ah, oh, il dit, je n'en sais. Il dit, ça, c'est fini, je veux plus ça, je veux divorcer. Il dit, tu peux appeler ta soeur, moi, je vais pas l'appeler. Puis il a hang up. Il appelle, le jeune garçon, son garçon a appelé sa soeur. Il dit, c'est, tu connais pas, je suis un fond de corps à l'heure de pape. Il dit, lui et maman peuvent se divorcer. Quoi tu dis? Mais il dit, c'est ça que je te dis. Il m'a dit que lui et maman étaient pu se divorcer. Oh non, il dit, moi je vais voir ça. Enfin, elle a hang up le fond avec lui, elle a monté sur le fond, elle a appelé son papa. Mon papa répond le fond, elle dit, ah dit, pape, qui y a que toi? T'as perdu la carte ou quelque chose? Qui y a que t'as fait de divorce là? Écoute, il dit, 45 ans de misère, c'est assez, il dit, c'est assez. Oh non, il dit, promis, tu fais pas rien, on va, moi et mon frère arrivent là, on va arriver là dans deux jours. Va pas voir des avocats, ne rien, fais pas rien que ça en arrive, t'attends, hein. OK, il dit, il a hang up le phone. Il a hang up le phone, le vieux bougre se retourne à sa femme, il dit, je crois que je les ai embêtés, il dit, ils sont pas venus. Et il dit, il sera là pour les fêtes, comme ça, il dit, je n'ai pas eu, il faut avouer l'argent pour l'étiquette d'avion, il dit.
Oh, wow. Well, so sneaky, hein?
Drastic ways sometimes to bring them home.
That's it. You got to do what you got to do.
C'est ça l'affaire. That's the way it be sometimes.
Thank you, Floyd.
Thank you very much, guys. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we do have another call,
no.
Swabi. Okay. So we'll hang up that phone, and then we will let's do the word of the day. And we want to say, not mot du jour this morning, Swabi, is cry or weep. Would you know how to say that in French?
Pleurer.
Yes. You got it.
Yeah.
Weep or brailler or pleurer, that's exactly it. Crying or weeping would be brailler or pleurer, either one. So that's our French word of the day. And we're going to take a break. We're going to hear a message from the good folks over at Blake's Pharmacy right now.
The next time your physician orders a prescription for you or a member of your family, be sure to take that prescription with full confidence to the medical professionals that care about your health. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya and Villeplatte. Come in and visit with new owner Ivan Landry. He's looking forward to meeting with all of you. You'll still enjoy the same friendly staff ready to help you. The registered pharmacists at Blake's Pharmacy are ready to work with your physician to get you well. Remember, your health is their first concern. They offer you an expanded gift department. Coming soon, a drive-through window service. Blake's Southside Pharmacy is open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they offer a free delivery of your medicine to your home or office. Phone 363-7497. That's Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya in Villeplatte.
All right, we got another caller, Swami.
Yeah, we got a caller.
Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Mr. Mark. Hey, it's Steven here. I talked to my sister Rose yesterday, and she wanted to let you know that she had her surgery on her knee a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
She had said she had talked to you at Subway.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, she told me she was going to have the surgery.
Yeah, she said it went real good.
Uh-oh.
And she's been going to physical therapy.
Well, good.
She's been doing good with that.
Well, good.
How you doing, Mr. Swabe?
I'm doing good. It's a different situation over here. I'm with Mark on the toss, but we're having fun.
Yeah, I hear you on there. Yeah, I don't know if I ever heard you on the toss of coffee.
I was there one time. Mark was sick, and I pitched in.
Yeah, I was here at night.
Yeah.
Earlier in the morning.
Well, I was here almost all day yesterday, and I'm here again today. How you like that, Stephen?
Yeah, I was here like early morning show or something like that, or at night.
Swabby's all over the place.
The party time show.
Yep. Okay, Stephen, thank you for calling.
Yeah, you've been doing good, huh?
Yeah, we good.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Have a good day.
All right. Swabi, we have another call?
No.
Okay. 363-2124. Give us a call and share your memories of the Swine Festival or the veterans or whatever else. We got another call, yeah. Swabi? Go ahead. Hello. You're on the air. Siki Paul.
If you'd like to make...
Nope. Nobody there. So when we put you on hold, just hang up. Hold on and we'll get... Huh? We got somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Hello, you're on the air. Nobody there, Swabi. We're going to have to double check our phones and make sure they're working again. Allons parler pour un de nos bons sponsors. Et ça, ça va être pour le Maple Avenue Pharmacy and Gifts. Mes amis, la prochaine fois, t'as besoin pour remplir une prescription, viens visiter avec le Vaillomon au Unis' numéro 1 pharmacie, le Maple Avenue Pharmacy and Gifts. Pour plus que 50 ans, les résidents dans le territoire de Unis, après dépendre sur les vaillants pharmacies et les personnels, ça peut offrir à vous 3 pharmacies enregistrées avec un 24-hour emergency service. Et ça peut offrir à vous le medical equipment, un grand département de cadeaux, including les Tyler products, juste en temps pour les fêtes. A bridal registry, et ça vous offre un compound prescription service aussi. Ça peut délivrer votre médecin à votre home ou votre business, et ça peut provide vous les immunizations aussi, les shots, comme les flu shots et tout ça est valable. Des bons prix bas sur votre médecin. Si tu as regardé pour un nouveau pharmacy home, ça peut offrir à vous un easy prescription transfer service de votre vieux pharmacie. Sont ouverts lundi en travers de vendredi, retour jusqu'à 5h30. Et sont ouverts les samedis, retour jusqu'à 3h pour mieux vous servir. Appel 457-5216, le Maple Avenue Pharmacy and Gifts à 1200 West Maple à Eunice. OK, Swabi.
Mark, we got a call.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Mark, Mr. Swabi.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Yes. Yesterday, somebody called in about wanting to know when the old hospital was started.
Yeah.
You want, you, it was started by Dr. Eves Ardoin in 1926.
Cool. Now, how do you know that, David?
I looked it up. I looked up some information on it.
Okay.
And Dr. C.L. Attaway joined the staff in 1927. And then in 1935, Dr. R.E. Dupre went to work there. Now, the original building was not the brick building we're used to seeing. It was a five-room house that once belonged to Y.L. Fontenot. He was a former superintendent of schools.
Was it the same location?
Yes. And it was destroyed by fire in 1937, the original wood structure.
Well, didn't they have a right across from Sacred Heart, that building that's no longer there, didn't they have that? That was a hospital at one time.
Yeah, but it's not the same one. You see, the one Stephen wanted to know was the original, Ardoin Sanitarium.
Right.
Well, what was the one across from Sacred Heart?
That's Dr. Arthur Vedrine, I think.
Dr. Arthur Vedrine, exactly.
It was just a clinic there?
Yeah, it was a clinic.
Okay.
You know, it was like an emergency clinic, I guess, like we call it today. But anyway, it was destroyed in 1937, the original wood structure. And then they built the brick structure that we're used to seeing. And it had 38 rooms at first, patient rooms. Then after Dr. Ardoin's death in 1944, the hospital added 20 more rooms. And then more rooms were added in 49 and 53. And that explains why the building had that weird maze thing in there, you know?
Yeah. It was like an L shape.
You walk
forever down the hall.
Yeah, you could actually get lost in that place if you didn't pay attention where you were at. You know? But anyway, I just wanted to let them know.
Now, we were talking a little bit about that at Rotary yesterday. Now, tell us the story, maybe Swabi or somebody else can. Dr. Dupre had daughters, and his son-in-laws all became doctors or something?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. It became like a family tradition.
Yeah. But maybe somebody can share more information about that.
Yeah, I'm sure they can. I just dug up the information on the old hospital, so somebody else can take care of the rest of the stuff.
Thank you.
So Dr. Attaway was on one side of the hospital,
and
Dr. Dupre was on the other side.
Right. That's when they added on those sections a little at a time, you know?
Right. Right.
And as they would add on, more doctors would join in and, you know, more departments opened up.
And, David, I was told that it was a very popular place for even out-of-state people to come to the hospital.
Yes.
People from Texas would come to Ville Platte, to the hospital.
Oh, yes. They had people from all over the country that would come because the doctors were that good, you know.
Wow.
And they excelled in a lot of treatments, you know.
Yeah, and they were not as expensive as doctors where they were from.
No,
so
they weren't.
That's what they would travel over here to do that.
But mainly it's because the doctors were so good, you know. Yeah. Really, the price didn't have that much to do with it. It was the doctors were just that good.
The quality of care.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, David, thanks again for sharing that.
All right. Y'all have a good day, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have another call?
No.
Let's hear another message from you, Swabi.
Here's a special reminder to those of you looking to buy or sell real estate. Be sure to call the realtor who can help you with all of your real estate needs, Lana Swallow & Associates. Lana and her team of 8 agents service all of the Acadiana area, and they're ready to help you find that dream home or sell your property. Lana Swallow & Associates is a full-service real estate team of professional realtors, and they pride themselves on 100% customer satisfaction. Lana Swallow & Associates sold over $17 million of real estate in 2020. Lana Swallow & Associates operates the first mega agent office in her market. Remember, help with your real estate needs is just a phone call away. Call 337-418-9700. The office is located at 516 Cresswell Lane in Opelousas, or visit them on the web at acadianahomeexpert.com.
All right, I think we have another caller on the line. Okay, Hello, who's this?
This is Mercy Lee. Good morning.
Hey, again.
Good morning, Miss Mercy Lee.
How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
We're doing great.
Okay, y'all was talking about whipping. They call, you can say Fuite and Taye and Rockley. And when they would hit you on the side of the head, they would say, Toki. They would toki you side of the head. When they couldn't get you, you know, when they couldn't get a whipping in time to whip, they would hit you on the side of the head.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what? I caught a lot of that, but thank God that it did me some good.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So, look, y'all have a blessing day, and how's the sick? They doing good?
Who's that?
I say, how's the sick people would come on the air? Are they doing okay?
They're doing better. Mike took a few days off. He's going out of town.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie's improving, and hopefully he'll be back with us next week.
Oh, good, good. So y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Miss Mercy Lee. 363-2124. We got another call, Swabby.
Yep.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Camille.
Good morning, Camille. You got Swabby and Mark with you.
Camille, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Chef? You all
great.
Right?
We're great.
Good. Well, I'm calling. It's kind of like chewing the old fat again, but you asked the question. Dr. Ardwin.
Can you speak up a little louder, Camille?
Okay. Better now?
A little bit better. Yeah, we'll go ahead.
Okay. Dr. Ardwin, his daughters all married doctors. He had Dr. Dupre's wife was one daughter, Miss Claudia, who was married to Dr. Wiggins. He had Miss Ollie Pure, who married Dr. Pure, and his son, the only son, was Miss Nancy Hamlin's daddy, Mr. Ardwin. Swabby, help me there.
Gladney?
Mr. Gladney, right. And he was a teacher. In fact, he taught at the Votech School.
Yeah.
But the others all became, they married doctors, or he made doctors out of the sons-in-law.
Unbelievable. That is great.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to tell y'all, and I'm probably, you know that too, but that hospital across from Sacred Heart, Dr. V. Dreams, it truly was a hospital. It was small. But I have two or three friends who were born there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Dr. Reed worked in it, too. You know Dr. Reed Fontenot a long time. And I know Ms. Cecile Savitz was a nurse, and Dr. Vidrine was there. I personally did not go there, but, like I said, in my class, I have friends that were born in that hospital.
Is that hospital building still there?
No. Uh-uh. I don't know what they did with it when they took it down. I don't remember.
But the house next door, that's still there, huh? That's that old house.
That's the old Vidrine home. That's a beautiful old home.
Yes, it's a beautiful home.
Well, that's where
he lives now.
Judge John Larry's son lives. Greg.
Greg?
Greg, our city judge lives there, yeah. Right. Anyway, that's just my little pieces I'm giving y'all.
Camille, do you remember some of the, at the old hospital on West Main, do you remember some of the longtime nurses that worked that worked the floors that you might remember?
Well, there was this one heavy nurse, big nurse. She was Miss Ethel. She was like the head one.
The head nurse. What was her name? Miss Ethel.
Miss Ethel. I forgot her last name. But you know, when we were in the sixth, seventh, eighth grade at Sacred Heart and in Girl Scouts, we could be, or we were, candy stripers. So with Mama and our mothers made us costume, well, outfits, you know. And we'd go to the hospital on Saturday mornings and help out. And they'd let us go in the rooms and all. Well, one of the nurses that I knew very well was Miss Wilda Bayon, that's Linda Correll's mama. Miss Wilda was there for years. And her friends all in that area, you know, that age group, were the nurses that I remembered so well. Miss Ethel DeVille was a nurse there, Mr. Lionel's wife. There's so many of them that I can picture. They all had on their white hats then, too. You know, it was neat. But we got to go and do stuff in the patient's room and all as candy stripers. And it was really interesting in that old hospital, the stuff we saw. That's no kidding. I'll never forget that. But we knew them all. You know, everybody knew everybody. They knew who our parents were and all. So, and we won a Candy Stripe badge for doing that, you know. But, yeah, it was really a something hospital. People would come, like you said, from all over, from Texas, from California. And they'd stay sometimes 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. Week.
Mm-hmm. It was very well known across the United States, I promise you.
Well, you know, you're talking about Miss Ethel. That was Tony Fuselier's mama.
Exactly.
Yeah, and she worked for a long time for Dr. Aswell.
Okay, that's another Miss Ethel, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Miss Ethel DeVille is with
no,
Ms.
But
this,
I'm talking about Miss Ethel Fuselier.
They were both nurses, so you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Miss May Saunders was
May Saunders was an RN.
Yeah, she was. I think she was the ramrod over there.
I think so too. She's a head knocker for sure. Yep.
All okay, right. Camille.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing those memories, Camille.
Okay, babe. Y'all have a good
one. Okay, bye. Thank you. 363-2124. We're going to take a break, and now we're going to talk about LTS Tire and Auto. LTS Tire and Auto in Eunice now has new wheel alignment equipment to better serve you. And you know what? They're offering a free alignment check with the purchase of a set of tires. LTS Tire and Auto offers a big selection of tires and wheels. And don't forget, at LTS Tire, they do brake jobs, shocks and struts, air conditioner repair, battery replacement, flat repairs, tire sensor repairs, and they offer you factory-trained technicians. They offer you 12 months interest-free financing, and they offer road service as well. Give them a call today, LTS Tire and Auto, 337-466-3773. LTS Tire and Auto, they're located at the corner of Highway 190 and 9th Street in Eunice. Okay, Swabby.
Okay, we got another call, Mark.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Nobody there. Okay, Swabby. So we're going to take another break, and we're going to hear a message from Fontenot Physical. In times of turmoil and fear, let's remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. Fear is useless. Just trust in me. That's the message of hope and comfort from physical therapist Tim Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy at 433 Jack Miller Road in Ville Platte. Phone 363-0095. And physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West and the Vigerine Community Clinic at 4940 Vigerine Road. Call 506-3510. Okay, we're going to pick up some more phone calls, but right now let's talk about Roy Motors Chevrolet in Opelousas. They're proud to help keep our French culture and language alive, and they're proud to be a sponsor of La Tasta Café as they continue to keep the French language going. Roy Motors a pris servir notre territoire pour plus que 80 années. Robert et son staff a pris travailler dur pour gagner votre business. Ça peut offrir à vous et votre famille du bon service avec les no-pressure deals sur les nouveaux chars et les chars et trucks seulement. Appelle 942-970N. That's 942-9701. The oldest Chevrolet dealership around in our area, Roy Motors, conveniently located at 929 North Main in Opelousas. You can call toll-free 1-800-960-6537. If you want to get the process started in purchasing your vehicle, you can go online to roymotors.com and you can apply for financing today and check out their inventory on their website as well. That's Roy Motors in Opelousas, where friends meet. All right, Swabby, we have another call?
We got another call.
Nope, not for us, huh? Not for us. No. So while we wait for another call, we have another call? Is it blinking?
No.
Okay, so let's wait. And don't forget, the lines are open. 363-2124. Let's talk about Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Folks, if that favorite recliner is looking a bit shabby these days, how about that comfortable sofa that we all love? Does it need some new life? Well, you be sure to contact our good friend, Mr. Gervis O'Connor, at his upholstery shop at 363-7011. He's going to make that recliner, rocker, chair, sofa, and more look like brand new again, like it just came from the furniture showroom. Come by 614 East LaSalle and visit with Gervis today. He offers you years of experience in the upholstery business and assures you of quality work. And don't forget, if your car or truck needs new seat covers or you need to change the headlining, he can do that too. He can reupholster your boat seats and four-wheelers as well. Come check out his sample books filled with beautiful fabrics and vinyls to choose from. Or you can bring in your own fabric. Gervis will be happy to make an estimate at no charge whatsoever. Contact Gervis for more information, 363-7011. That is Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, 614 East LaSalle in Ville Platte. All right, Swabby.
We got another call, Mark.
All right, you're on the air. Who's this?
Bonjour, bonjour, mes amis.
Well, Miss Penny.
Como se va, Montanchas?
We are right.
We're doing fine, Miss Penny.
All right. It's a beautiful morning here at Fort Penelope. The sun is just coming up over the mountains, and it's 28 degrees.
Wow.
That is cold.
It was 49 over here this morning.
49 is pretty cool for you, right?
Yep. Very nice.
Well, Swabby, we're glad to have you back on the air, and if you don't mind, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, you said you were born and raised in Mamou?
No. I was.
No?
I was born in Opelousas, but I was raised in Ville Platte.
In Ville Platte. Okay. And what about your dad and your grandpa? Who were they? And
my dad was Aaron Swallow, and he was from Grand Prairie, and he worked at Cabot Corbin Company, and my mom was a Fontenot. She was also from Grand Prairie, and she was a school teacher. I think I'm related to every Fontenot and Swallow in Grand Prairie.
Everybody's a cousin in Louisiana. That's sure. So, yeah. Now, did you ever leave Ville Platte and go someplace else?
Yeah, I went. I went to school at USL for 4 years, and I went to Northwestern to graduate school in Natchitoches. And I came back, and I was a teacher when I first got out of school. I went teach. I was the first driver's ed teacher in Vidrine and Chitanya. And I would go to Vidrine in the morning, and I'd go to Chitanya in the afternoon. And I taught there for 3 years, and then I went work for social services for the state, and I retired there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so when did you come to work for KVPI?
8 years ago, 8 years and 4 months. And how old was I? I was 68, maybe.
You were 16?
No, I was 68 years old, and I would like to do this, I'd pretend I'd interview people all the time. You know, I'd have a fake mic and all that stuff, and then I'd like to sing for all the time for different bands. Not that I was a great singer. I would just go in and sing for a couple of tunes, and then they had an opening for I guess a senior citizen. I don't know, maybe, but I got interviewed and Mark liked. He liked the way I sounded, so I went to work there. And the more it goes, the more I work.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. So now, what is your hobby? What do you do on the side besides the singing and that sort of thing? Do you?
Well, I hunt.
And you paint? You paint pictures?
And I paint. I'm an artist. I learned how to paint when I was 65. I took art lessons. My dad was an artist in his own right. And I majored in zoology, and I tried to, when I was in college, and I tried to draw animals and all that, and I couldn't do that. But my sister she would draw, and she was very good. And one day she wanted me to take art lessons, and I did, and I happened to learn how to draw, and then I got together with a guy that knew how to paint. He said, if you know how to draw, you can paint. So I started painting, and I've been painting for 10 years now, and I paint wildlife, and I paint landscape stuff, and I tried portraits, but I'm not too good at that yet.
Well, how interesting. I'm an artist as well.
You are?
Now, is your medium oil or acrylic or watercolor or what?
It's acrylic. I tried oil, but it's too messy. And I'm not,
yes,
I'm not neat enough to do oil. So I switched to acrylic. And what's good about acrylic is that it dries faster. You can, continue with the painting. And with oil, you have to wait till it dries to correct it or something.
Yes, I use acrylic as well. So oil and watercolor are too hard for me. I'm not that great. But how interesting. I would love to see some of your work sometime. Maybe you could post something on Facebook for us to see.
Well, I do have some stuff on. I'd have to put you as a friend. And
don't use Facebook. I can look at Facebook, but
oh,
I...
Okay. Well, I have some of my paintings on Facebook. So, but you'd have to go to Gene Swallow. That's my real name.
His secret identity.
You know.
That's interesting. That was going to be my next question.
How did I got your name Swabby?
Swabby.
Yeah, I'm not a sailor. It happened in high school. I have a friend. He'd give everybody nicknames, and he happened. We were at the Evangeline Club, and they had a guy, a sailor, that was dressed in a sailor suit, and he looked like me. And you know the nickname for sailor is Swabby, because they swab the deck. And he concocted that and started calling me that, and it stuck. And I tried to get rid of it several times, and it I couldn't get rid of it. So it's amazing. When I started dating my wife, she knew me as Swabby. And my family knows me as Gene. So I'm Swabby, Uncle Swabby on her side of the family, and I'm Uncle Gene on the other side of the family. But they all know, my family knows my nickname is Swabby. But my dad, when I was younger, and I had some, I'd get some calls, and one day my daddy heard me say, "This is Swabby." He says, "That's who you are?" He says, "You had a lot of calls from girls." He says, "Then I told them they had the wrong number."
Oh, no.
Darn the bad luck, huh?
That's hilarious. Well, that's just so interesting. So a fellow painter, that's wonderful.
Yep.
Well, we're just so glad to have you on, Latos, and I'll get off now and let somebody else call in.
Thank you.
Very interesting.
Miss Penny, before we hang up with you, I know you've shared it with us before. Can we, Miss Kelly Buller with the Cotton Festival is listening in, and she'd like to get, what is your mailing address? She wants to send you something.
Oh, that's wonderful. Everybody who would like to send something, I'm most appreciative to get snail mail. It's Post Office Box 91.
Okay.
Dillon, Montana, DILLONMT.
Okay.
59725. Right. You can just send it to Miss Penny and it'll come right to me.
All right. Thank you, Miss Penny. Good talking with you.
Thank you, and I'll look forward to that mail. I absolutely adore getting a letter. I'm trying to revive it. I think by this time next year we won't even have snail mail.
We're good. That sounds like a winner to me. I'd love to get mail too. Not bills, but just mail, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Penny. 363-2124. Let's hear a message, Swabby, from another one of our good sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Delta Supply and Sport on Lincoln Road, your True Value dealer. This morning, let's talk hunting season. First come dove season, then teal, then squirrel and rabbit, then ducks and deer. But let's not forget bow and arrow season, which comes early, as we already know. No, at the last minute, you think hunting, license, ammunition, they close. At Industrials, we have all of the above. Our clothing is also from Browning and Cohort. We have pants, shirts, and T-shirts. We also have vest hunting bags. Our rainwear is from Frog Tog and Industrial Dutch Harbor in rainwear, bibs, and coats. Come see us at Industrial Supply and Support will fix you up with the best. Behind every project is a true value. Always remember, respect the law, the land, and the game. Hunt safely, everyone. May God bless America.
363-2124 is our phone number. You got Swabi and Mark sur La Tasse de Café for a Wednesday morning. Give us a call if you want to talk about the hospital. In fact, Swabi, we just got this text message from Miss Kelly. She says, nine of mom and dad's kids were born in the old hospital, the Henry and Bonnie Ritter's children. So that's very, very interesting. So apparently it was a very popular hospital in the area. While we wait for another phone call, let's talk about Flattown Farm Supply and Hardware. Flattown Farm Supply and Hardware. Come in and visit with Ryan and Jamie today. They're located at 1209 West Main. They welcome you to stop in for all of your hardware needs. Flattown Farm Supply and Hardware can handle all of your hardware needs, tools, fasteners, plumbing, electrical, and welding supplies. And don't forget, they carry belts and bearings, metal, concrete steps, hydraulics, and all of your fencing needs, too. And they specialize in grain bin sales, service, and parts. They carry the very popular Vermeer hay equipment and parts, too. Come in and visit with Ryan and Jamie today to check out their inventory and the equipment, or you can give them a call today at 363-5528. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And to better serve their customers, they're open Saturdays till 12 noon. And be sure to like their Facebook page at Flattown Farm Supply and Hardware. Okay, Swabi.
Okay, we got another call, Mark.
Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning. My name is Deidre Stephen Bradley.
Hello, Miss Bradley.
I grew up in Ville Platte until I was 9 years old. But I wanted to tell the story when I moved back home.
Can you speak a little louder?
When I moved back home in 1981, I went to see Dr. Barney Fuseroy because I had an ingrown toenail, and he still had my records from 1964. When my mother passed away, my sisters and brothers were feeding me. They were giving me just a bottle every time I cried. I had a boil on my butt, and Dr. Barney Fuseroy had to lance that. I was 2 years old. So when I went to see him in 1981 because of an ingrown toenail, he still had that 1964 record.
Wow.
And I was so shocked because my sisters had told me the story about Dr. Barney Lanson, that milk wall off of me. And for him to still have that record, I said, you know, I would love to see the record, that record again. I often wonder what happened to old Dr. Barney Fuseroy records, because he was an awesome doctor in the Midwest also.
You know, I was told that besides being a great physician, that he was a singer. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'd heard that rumor that Dr. Barney was a singer. Did you know that, Swabi?
Yeah, he'd sing in a band, and his brother Tom, I think, had a band too.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was a very talented
person. Talented man. So he kept all those old records of you, huh?
Yes. You know, for me to go back to him in 1981, and he had a record still with my name on it, and for me to confirm the story that my sisters had told me, because my mother passed away in February of 64, and I was just 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And my mother was the help at Mr. Thomas Reed's house. My mother's name was Maisie Tate Stephen, and she was from Chitanya.
Uh-huh.
And to know that when she passed and my sisters and them wasn't feeding me right, just giving me a bottle and for me to develop a milk boil. Dr. Barney had lanced that, and for him to keep them records all those years, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, you were shocked, huh?
I was shocked, and for me to, when he left out the room, I read the folder, and I said, man, this confirming what my sisters told me.
Yeah.
That I actually had a boil, and and Dr. Marnie at the Lancet as a little girl at 2, and he still had the record.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a good story. I want to thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes, and just an awesome doctor. He was a caring doctor for Villeplan.
He was.
A lot of people went to Dr. Marnie.
Yep. Thanks again for sharing that with us.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 363-2124, Swabby. We still have 15 minutes left in the program. If you want to share your memories of some doctors or the hospital, or we've talked about a lot of different things, give us a call. And we'd love to hear from you in English or in French, su KVPI La Tasse de Café. While we wait, let's talk about another one of our good sponsors, Swabby, and that's going to be for my good buddy in my hometown of Big Mamou, and that's Jimmy Thomas over at Jimmy's Custom Mufflers and JT Auto Sales. Folks, if you're looking for a good, clean, like new, previously owned car, come in and visit with my good buddy Jimmy Thomas and the crew at Jimmy's Custom Mufflers and JT Auto Sales. They're your number one headquarters for custom mufflers in the KVPI listening area. They specialize in new exhaust systems. They do state inspections, car repairs, oil changes, and they use top quality Castrol oil in all of their oil changes. So you know they do good work. They do struts and brake jobs too. People from all over the KVPI listening area come in for their car repair work. And Jimmy would like to thank you for your business through all these many, many years. He is open Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning till 5:30 in the afternoon. And Saturdays, he's open from 7 in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Why don't you give Jimmy a phone call right now? He'd love to hear from you, 468-5424. And tell Jimmy you heard this message on La Tasse de Café. And while the work on your car is going on, you can wait in his shop, in his office area, and look at all those wonderful old black and white vintage photographs of his business through the years on his walls. Over 60 years of great service to his hometown in Mamou, Evangeline Parish, and the surrounding area. That's Jimmy's Custom Mufflers and JT Auto Sales on 6th Street in Big Mamou.
You know, Mark, talking about Dr. Borney, when I was working at the hospital as a security guard in the 80s, he would come at the hospital in the lobby, and he would tell me, he says, Swabby, I have a patient that's coming to see me in the lobby. So he says, page me when they come. So the person would get there, and he'd tell me he went to see Dr. Borney, so I'd page Dr. Borney.
Right.
And he would see the patient in the lobby of the hospital, and he wouldn't charge him anything. He'd administer whatever they did. He'd even go, if it was a guy, he'd go in the bathroom if he had to do something personal. And he wouldn't charge them anything. That's how kind-hearted he was.
That's amazing, Swabby. 363-2124. We have about 14 minutes left on La Tasse de Café, and we have another call, Swabby.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Ray Gallo.
Go ahead, Ray.
I just wanted to make a comment about that old hospital. I remember that old hospital. Matter of fact, I remember running down the halls in there when I was a kid. They were always chasing me with a needle, and I didn't like that.
Ooh, nobody likes needles. No, no, sir.
Let me ask you this. Was there a doctor, Dardo, that worked there, too?
Yeah.
Which Dardo was that, Swabby?
I don't remember his first name.
Well, it was CJ's brother, Winston Dardo.
Winston Dardo?
Yeah, he was a doctor?
Yeah, he was a doctor, and he got killed in a car accident.
That's the one I'm talking about. Because I think
he hit the Indian Hill Bridge on the Chico Park Road.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's the one that helped bring me into the world. I remember that.
I heard that those the hallways were very wide and long at the old hospital.
They were good to run in, dude. Just wanted to let y'all know that. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Ray, for calling. 363-2124. And we're going to take another break, Swabby, and we're going to talk about another one of our sponsors, Kifipo Sibnot Program, and that's going to be Jean-Mart Incorporated. Hey, would you like to enjoy the outdoor space
with
this nice, cool fall weather without all the bugs flying around you? Call Jean-Mart today at 363-1205 or 1-800-256-1507 for a free estimate on an enclosed patio or screened-in room. They can show you examples of how your new patio or room will look, and you can make any adjustments needed and ask about their enclosed sunrooms. If you need a new cover for your patio, hey, they can do that too. They offer insulated patio covers with the columns. Let David Jean-Mart explain how fast and easy and inexpensive it is to have a screen or sunroom at your home. If you're tired of those expensive utility bills, get more information about their exterior doors in many styles, with or without the mini blinds. Ask about their aluminum gutters in different colors with leaf screens to stay clean with no need to go through the chore of cleaning those gutters after a big rain. Jean-Mart offers metal window awnings, which would make a great accent for your home or business. And check out their nice selection of storage buildings right there, serving the Ville Platte area since 1948. You can visit them online at jeanmart.com. They're located on Vocational Drive in the Ward 1 Industrial Park. That's Jean-Mart Incorporated, where comfort and technology come together. Swabi, we got another call?
Yep.
Okay, you're on the air. Hello, Siki Paul.
Oh, Miss Valmont Martel.
And we got Swabi, too.
Mrs. Argentine, Robbie must be the roustabout at KVPI, huh?
The what?
Yeah, I'm the roustabout.
The roustabout.
I'm everywhere, morning, noon, and night.
That's what I'm understanding. I enjoyed Swabi, you telling your little history to Miss Penny. Gene Swallow. There's probably more than one Gene Swallow in Ville Platte, huh?
Well, there was five Gene Swallows, and I think I'm the only one left alive.
Because I had worked in Ville Platte all around for about 12, 15 years, and I knew a Gene Swallow, but I couldn't place him. You know, I can't remember where he even lived. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm the only Swabby.
Hey, you do that too at KVPI?
Do what?
Mop the floor.
Nope, not yet.
It's coming.
Hey, and Mike, don't tell me he's in the hospital, huh?
No. He just took a couple of days off. I think he's going out of town.
Oh, okay, because I turned it on about 10 minutes late. I sort of forgot. You know, my memory's going bad when I forget to listen to toss the coffee.
He should be back on Friday. And Charlie, from what the last indications we got, that Charlie is just about ready to come back. Hopefully, he'll be back with us again next week.
Well, it's time for Mr. Charlie to come back because I got a bunch of bills to send him.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to let y'all go. Just want to say hi to y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Valmont, for checking in.
Great.
All right, 363-2124. And Swabi, let's talk about another one of our good sponsors, Raiders Insulation. You be sure to let Mr. Winston LaFleur at Raiders Insulation help you reduce your energy cost. They offer you commercial and residential insulation. They specialize in existing and new construction. He offers blown fiberglass and cellulose in attics and walls. And the foam insulation reduces moisture from coming through the floors on houses off the ground on piers. Mr. Winston will be glad to give you different options when it comes to insulation needs, and he offers free estimates upon request. Financing is available, so call Winston today. His phone number is 337-230-5811. For Raiders Insulation, save money and save time and energy. Call Mr. Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation. And that phone number again is 337-230-5811. Swabi, we have another call?
Yep.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. This is Al from Big of Alls Parish. I just wanted to share, back in the day when I was little, there was a lot of old homemade remedies. You didn't just run to the doctor right away.
Al, what part of Avoyelles are you from?
in Big Hesmer.
In Hesmer. Well, good. Good to have you with us. Yeah, share those remedies with us.
Well, I remember when I was a little boy, hung by a wasp, old grandfather would take some chewing tobacco, and he'd spit it out of his mouth wherever you got stung and rub it on there. And it would make it make it go away, as far as I can remember.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've heard that remedy, stung by a wasp or a bee.
Did you hear something about a spider web, maybe?
No. I've heard that, too.
Yeah. And how about
that? My old grandfather, the first thing he was chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
On there. And also, when I was a little boy, I had got a big boil kind of on my forearm, and my arm swole up like, looked like Popeye's arm. And my grandmother, they call that some swift. It was some hog lard, and I don't remember what else she put in there. Rub that on there and wrap it with a rag. And it drained that boil, and it took about a day.
Wow.
And it cleaned it up. So those old people knew more than what we probably thought they did.
You know, I have one that I can share with you that I remember when I used to have earaches as a kid. My daddy was a pipe smoker, and I remember he would blow smoke in my ear that had the earache.
Yes, sir.
Did that ever happen with you and your dad?
No, but I remember them doing that.
You
know, I never had the earache, I guess, but you just reminded me of those days.
Yeah, but it worked. It seems to me I remember that it helped relieve the pain.
And another thing, too, I'm going to hurry up and get off the air. When somebody would get some warts, like on their arms, you call that some portals in French, if I remember right.
Right, right.
They had an old man in Hesmer. They take you over there, and he'd grab your arm. A friend of mine would get warts, and he'd say some prayers to himself over each wart on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Call that portals. And those warts went away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a traitor.
A traitor.
I say, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I can testify to that one because I had the same problem with me years and years ago, and I think I've already shared that on La Tasse. I had a wart. I went to the doctor. I tried over-the-counter medicines. The wart would always come back. And then a good friend of mine, I won't name him, but he worked for the sheriff's office, and he saw it. He said a few prayers, and he touched it and made the sign of the cross, and he said, Mark, tomorrow morning when you wake up, that wart is going to be gone. And you know what? That wart was gone, and it never came back.
Wow.
I sure remember those days, and it's pretty much all gone now. I don't even know of anybody that even practices that anymore. But, you know, I'm a kid of the middle 60s.
Yeah.
And I remember that well, you know. Yes, sir.
Well, good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate that.
Coming in pretty clear in the Vols Parish these days, so I enjoy y'all's program.
So Hesmer, is that close to Marksville, or is that closer to Bunkie?
Between Bunkie and Marksville, the halfway mark.
All right. Well, good. Good talking. And call us again.
Keep it up, guys. Thank y'all.
All right. Good. Thank you for calling. So we're going to take another break. Charlie, calling you Charlie again. Swabby, let's talk about Sester Young's Furniture, Appliance, and Floor Covering. Merchandise is beginning to arrive again over at Sester Young's in Mamou. They just got in a big load of mattress sets, living room sets, and new appliances. And check out his combination heating and cooling window air conditioning units. That's right, by GE. And these units can both cool and heat. So especially at night this coming winter, why you want to heat up a whole house, and you can save some money on your electricity bill by just heating up your bedroom with that window unit that can both heat and cool. It's available right there with Mr. Rob Duplichin and the folks at Sester Young's in Mamou. Come shop at Sester Young's. They've been serving you since 1950, and they got a big line of quality Whirlpool and Maytag appliances, quality brand furniture lines like Ashley for every room in the house. And they offer free delivery and free setup. And check out their big selection of flooring for all the rooms in your home. And they offer expert installation, too. That's at Sester Young's Furniture, Appliance, and Floor Covering. They're located on 6th Street in Big Mamou. All right, Swabby.
We got another call, Mark.
Yes, sir. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mark and Swabby.
Good morning.
Is this Miss Mary?
Yes.
Hello, Miss Marianne.
How y'all doing today?
We're doing good.
All right. Y'all were talking about some fake cuts.
Yeah.
A lady that would live in a house, and I had a child that had, a daughter-in-law, really, that had a wart on her finger. And she did, like that man had said, tried everything under the sun, over the counter, went to the doctor and everything. And parts of it would fall off, but not all completely. It would grow back.
Right.
Till one day, the lady that, the neighbor, was at my mother's house, and they got to talking to all of this. And she says, give me her name and where is the wart located? So Mama told her it was on a finger, a certain finger. And she didn't say anymore. She knew of someone that would treat. So she called that lady, and she told her exactly what he was. And she said, don't tell your daughter-in-law anything. Within 3 weeks, that thing was off. Never came back.
Wow.
It took 3 weeks, but it was done over the phone.
On the phone?
Isn't
wow.
Amazing?
Uh-huh. Over the phone.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Marianne.
It was. I wish we had... We had more of these left.
Yeah.
Or they would have. And then that same lady also, I had my oldest son had cut, I think it was his foot, and the blood wouldn't stop. And the neighbor happened to be at home. And so she took him in another room and she prayed with him and all of this. And within minutes, the blood had stopped.
Wow.
Yes, she was good for many, many different things that you could treat.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot about the smoking in a child's ear when they had the earache. I've also heard you put the chewing tobacco. You put it in your ear, a little bit of it, and that'll help.
Yep. I heard the same thing. Thank you very much for
Thank
sharing
you,
that with us, Miss
so
Mary.
So many things that you could never imagine.
Exactly.
Hey, but y'all have a good day. We'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you.
And that's it. That's it. We have another call, or that's it? Let's take one more. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello? I guess they're not there, Swabby. And that is about going to do it for this morning's program, Sue KVPI La Tasse de Café. Swabby, we want to thank you for sitting in with us this morning, and you'll be there again tomorrow morning. Our program today has been brought to you by Blake's Pharmacy, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Raiders Insulation, Sester Young's Appliance, Furniture and Floor Covering, Lana Swallow Realty, Jimmy's Custom Mufflers, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Flat Town Farm Supply, U-Storage Self-Storage, Roy Motors, Industrial Supply and Sports, and Jomard Incorporated. And stay tuned, everyone, for Classic Country on KVPI, The Legend. And we've got DJ Deet and her classic hits music on KVPI FM. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Thank you for Toss the Coffee.